Tiny Fair Gimel Mishnah Chet, a culture, Shalotava, our Zibo, Matri and Aleha, Chut me Rove Gisham. We blow shofar and daven to Hashem for any distress that we pray should not happen to the Zibo. Anytime there's a distress that the Zibo is suffering from, we would blow shofar and daven to Hashem that Hashem should take away that sorrow, with the exception of the distress of too much rain. If it rained too much and people were very distressed by the abundance of rain, we would not daven and blow shofar that Kadosh Baruch Hu should stop the rain, because we do not daven that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should not give us too much of a good thing. Now we're talking about where even though the people are distressed by the abundance of rain, however, it didn't rain so much that the grain is being ruined by all the rain. However, if it rains so much that the grain is being ruined, in such a case, it would daven that Kadosh Baruch Hu would stop the rain. Ma'isa she'amru lo l'choni amago, his followers she'erdu gesham. There was a ma'isa that Klai Yisrael told the Gadol Hador choni amago that he should daven that it should rain, as there was a famine and everything's wrong, and they wanted choni amago to daven that it should start raining. Amar lahem zu v'hichnisu tanure p'sachim b'shvil shelo yimoku. He said to them, go out and bring in the ovens that are used for Pesach in order that they should not get ruined in the rain. As Choni Amago was very confident that his tefillah would be answered, so therefore he didn't want that their clay ovens that are outside in the courtyard should be ruined from the rain. And therefore he told them to bring them inside. Now they're called Tanure Pesachim, as it was in the Zman before Pesach, and these Tanurim were to be used for Pesach. His follow below Yordu Gesham. Choni Amago daven for rain, but yet it did not rain, even though he was confident his tefillah would be answered. It was not answered immediately. Ma'asa. So what did Choni Amago do when he saw that his tefillah was not immediately answered? Og Uga V'amad B'tocha. He drew a circle in the ground, and he stood inside the circle. V'amad L'fanim. And he said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the World, Banecha Samu Pneim Alai, Shanika Ben Bayis L'Panecha. Your sons have put their faith towards me. They're looking towards me to daven for them, because I am like a Ben Bayis in front of you. Nishba Ani B'Shimcha Agadol, She'eni Zaz Mikan, Achet Terachem Al Banecha. I swear in your great name that I am not moving from here, that I am not going to move out of the circle until you have mercy on your sons. And it begins to rain. His chilu gishamim minat. The rain started dripping down. There were a few drops of rain. Amar, Choni Amago said, lo kach sham, that is not what I'm asking for. I'm not asking for just a few drops of rain. Ela gishme boro sichin umor. I'm asking for an abundance of rain that will fill up the wells, the ditches, and the cave. There should be enough rain so that people will have drinking water. His chilu leire bezaf. The rain started coming down in torrents. Amar, he said, lo kach sha'alti, ela gishmei ratzon bracha unedaba. I'm not asking for torrential rain, which will run off and will not be of much use. I'm asking for rain of Ratzon Bracha Nedava, a very bountiful rain that will water the crops and give them drinking water. Yordu Kitikonim. At that point, the rain started coming down properly. However, the rain just kept on coming and coming. Atiyatsu Yisrael Miyushalayim Laharabayis Mipneak Shaman. It wouldn't stop raining, and it flooded. Until Klai Yisrael was forced to go out from Yerushalayim to the Har HaBayis because of the rain. And the streets of Yerushalayim were flooded, and therefore Klai Yisrael were forced to take refuge on the Har HaBayis. That's a much higher point in Yerushalayim. And that was the only place in Yerushalayim that was not flooded. So therefore, they had to take refuge in Har HaBayis. Bo v'amrula, kishem she'espalal ta'aleim she'yerdu, kach hispalo she'yelchu lehen. Klai Yisrael came and told Choni Amago, just like you davened that the rain should come down, so too, please, daven, that the rain should stop. As the rain kept on coming down, Amar lehen, Zu Ru'u im Nimchet Eben Haton. Chonim Mago said to them, go out and see if the Eben Haton is completely submerged in the rain. And the Eben Haton was a huge stone in Yerushalayim, that anybody who found the Messiah would stand on top of that stone and be mocked, he would announce that he found the Messiah. It's such a huge stone that it's impossible that that stone would be completely submerged in water unless a marble came to the world. In other words, Chonei Amaga was telling them, there's no way I'm going to daven that it should stop raining like we said earlier. You did not daven that it should stop raining. Shalach lo Shimon ben Shetach. Shimon ben Shetach sent a message to Chonei Amaga. Shimon ben Shetach was displeased with Chonei Amaga, the way he davened HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He thought that was not a proper way to daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to make demand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Shimon ben Shetach was our best, and so he felt it was his place to give reproof to Chonei Amaga. Il mali Chonei ata goizreini alecha nidu. If it wasn't for the fact that you are Chonei, that you are the great Chonei that everybody knows, you're the Gadol HaDor. If it wasn't for that, I would put you into Cherem for the improper way that you daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avo ma etalach, but what can I do to you? Sha'ata mischate lefnei amakom, va'oseh lecha ritzoncha, kiven shehu mischate al aviv, va'oseh lo ritzono. That you act childish in front of Hashem, but yet he does your will, just like a son that acts childish in front of his father, yet his father does his will. And even though Choni daven improperly HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Choni was such a great man and so beloved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that in spite of the improper way that he davened, HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted his rather. Va'alecha HaKadosh Omer, and about you the Pasuk says, Yismach Vicha V'Imecha V'Togel Yoladetecha. Your father and your mother will be happy, and the person that gave birth to you will be glad. Zachatanis Paragimel Mishnah Ted, are you Mithanis? The Yardu Lang Shamim Kaidem and Ezacham. Lo Yashlim, a peasant decree that Klaisar should fast a specific day because of the lack of rain. And the day they were supposed to fast, it started raining before daybreak of that day. They do not have to complete the fast. In other words, they don't have to fast at all. And since it started raining already before the fast started, the decree of peasant they should fast no longer applies. La'achar ha'netachama yashlimu. But it only started raining after daybreak, on the day they were supposed to fast. In such a case, even though it did start raining, they have to complete the fast. And since the fast starts from netachama, and they already started fasting, they have to continue fasting even though it started raining. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Kaiden chatos lo yashlimu, la'achar chatos yashlimu. Rabbi Eliezer said that if it started raining before midday of the day that they were fasting, in such a case, they do not have to complete the fast. And since Chatzot is the time that most people eat their Suda, and it started raining before they would have anyway eaten their Suda, so it's as if they didn't really start fasting yet. So therefore, since they didn't really start fasting yet, and it already started raining, the fasting no longer applies, and they're allowed to eat. But if it only started raining after Chatzot, after the time that most people have eaten already, so in such a case, they've already started fasting, so therefore, they have to complete the fast, even though it already started raining. Ma'ayfesh agadru tainis belot, v'yardu lam shamim kone chatzot. There is a ma'ayfesh that Bezin decreed that the people on Lut should fast because of the lack of rain. And on the day of the fast, it started raining before midday. Amar lahem Rabbi Tarfon, su ve'echlu ustu v'asu yantu. Rabbi Tarfon told the people of Lut, go out, eat and drink, and make it into a yantu. As Rabbi Tarfon holds with Rabbi Eliezer, that if it starts raining before Chatzot, they do not have to complete the fast. And since it started raining, so instead of a fast day, it's a yontif, and they wanted to celebrate the rain. So he said, go home and celebrate the rain. And they went out and they ate and they drank and they made it into a yontif. And they came back into the shul in the afternoon after they ate, and they read the Halo HaGadol. The Halo HaGadol, the 26th stanza of Hodu LaHashem Ki Tov Ki La'olam Chasdo, that we say in the Pesukei de Zimra of Shabbos. And they didn't say Halo HaGadol right away until after they had eaten, because one of the stanzas of Halo HaGadol is no saying Lechem L'chol Basar Ki La'olam Chasdo. So therefore it's appropriate to say this shir only after they had eaten. Even though on Shabbos we say this shir, as part of Sukkah Dezimra before we eat, that's because we're not saying it's Derech Shira, we're just saying it as part of Sukkah Dezimra, as opposed to over here, they're saying the Halal Gadol as a Shira Ta'akadot Baruch Hu, because he had granted them the rain that they were davening for.